You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are here with Cam Lund of the San Jose Sharks. Are you ready for this, man?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, I've been looking forward to this for a while, and I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, man, I would imagine this is the culmination of what the dream has been for a long, long time. And did things, emotions kind of go through your head when you're signing that ELC?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely emotional leaving all the guys at school, and obviously very happy, though, like my parents and everyone around me. So I'm grateful for all their support throughout this journey.
Yeah, man, it's pretty exciting. What was it like, you know, kind of coming in here with San Jose and, you know, getting out there with practice and kind of getting ready for this?
It was awesome. I mean, it was a dream come true. I mean, I've dreamed of this my whole entire life. So obviously getting the chance to do it now is it's awesome.
So you've obviously had a chance to play collegiately against some of the guys that are here in San Jose already. Did you have any existing relationships with the guys here?
Yeah, I mean, I knew Colin Graf, Henry Thrun, and then Will Smith from the area. And then I obviously got to meet Macklin last year at camp. So, I mean, having those guys around is definitely nice to have a good connection with them about college and everything.
Is it nice just to also have a lot of young guys around the team in general?
Yeah, it is a good feeling having a lot of young guys.
Tell me about Colin Graf, because just watching him, he was in a similar situation last year where he signed at the end of the year and came in. You know, just watching his game and obviously the way he's developed, you kind of look at him and think, okay, he's done this, he's been through this. Have you talked to him about anything?
Yeah, I mean, kind of having him help me along the way of just getting here and kind of settling in. I mean, he's a great kid. I played with him before, so I mean, I'm looking forward to being able to play with him.
Do you remember when he wasn't always this tall?
I mean, I feel like he was always not too small, but I don't remember being that small.
What about Henry Thrun? He, again, came in late a couple of years ago, but obviously you said you know him.
Yeah, I mean, I work out with him this summer, so kind of just like being able to talk to him about anything, it definitely helps.
So you're from Massachusetts, so I'm guessing a Bruins fan, that goes without saying?
Yeah, definitely fan of all the teams out of New England.
Nice. Are the Bruins your favorite, or did you grow up a bigger Patriots fan just because they were the dominant team for so long?
Bruins are definitely my favorite, but I also watch a lot of Patriots.
Nice. What's it like now coming to the other side of the country? Obviously, you said you've been out here for camp before, but I imagine it's a little bit warmer right now.
Yeah, the weather is definitely a lot nicer than it is in Boston right now, so I'm really happy to be able to wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Nice. What did the coaches tell you about with what they're looking from you from, you know, this opportunity now?
To just embrace it. I mean, enjoy this. I mean, it's going to be fun, and yeah.
Is it nice to have so many guys who are from the Massachusetts area on the team?
Yeah, it's definitely a nice feeling. It feels like you feel more comfortable having all those guys around you. So it is nice coming in here and just settling in with them.
What are you most excited about?
Kind of just like adapting to the whole new lifestyle out in California. I mean, I haven't spent too much time out here, but I'm super excited to be here and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, what you guys were working on today in practice, how did that go for you? I imagine it's difficult to just kind of learn everybody's tendencies and what they do. People always talk about building chemistry, and that obviously doesn't come from a handful of practices.
Yeah, I mean, kind of just settling into the practice. I mean, little nervous, obviously, getting the first practice under my belt. But I'm happy. I was really excited to be out there with all the guys, getting to meet them. So I'm literally looking forward to the rest of this year.
When was the last time, I guess, you had nerves like that before practice?
Probably my freshman year at Northeastern.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. I mean, is it weird to kind of be taking that next step? I mean, it's usually... I know hockey is a linear path to the top, but you're going directly from that collegiate play now to being here at the National. Have you thought about that much at all? Or are you just kind of like, all right, let's just see where this goes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of just trying to soak in everything and not trying to think too far ahead and just enjoying the moment, staying in the present.
I know, obviously, being a student athlete, you're busy with things, you got other things going on, but have you paid close attention to the Sharks this year?
Yeah, I've been following a little bit. I mean, it's been hard with the games being at 10 o'clock, so it's been a little tough to watch, but I've definitely been following.
No, it's cool, man. Like, everybody always talks about the East Coast bias, but I always think, no, it's just that everybody's in bed. Like, nobody's staying up till 10:38 at night to start a game between the Sharks and the Ducks. But, you know, watching all these guys and the way they developed, you know, Ryan Warsowski a couple weeks ago after the deadline said that guys are getting an opportunity now. You know, they want to prove themselves to be part of the answer going forward. Are you looking at it as a prove it opportunity for you to show that you belong?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's an exciting time in my life right now, and just kind of being able to prove myself is what I'm going to try to do.
Nice. Tell me about your game a little bit. Obviously, I've seen the highlights, and you look good in the highlights, but that's the point. But what are you trying to focus on? Like, how do you describe your game?
To just kind of push the offense. I mean, you're a big, strong skater, can shoot the puck, and just kind of try to bring my offensive ability to this team.
Is there or are there certain things that the coaching staff said they wanted to see you work on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my wall battle is probably the biggest one they wanted me to work on, and that's kind of something I tried to improve on throughout the season this year.
I guess, tell me about improving that, because I see guys who are almost natural at that. You don't think about what you just said, like putting in the work for it. Is that, are those drills that you've done in practice? Have you tried to say like, hey, like, let's go over there and practice this, see if I can win the puck back from you? Or is it just a matter of going in hard in the game and saying, I'm going to put myself in this position to try and win it back more often than I would have maybe previously?
Yeah, I mean, definitely practicing it. I mean, going out before practice and kind of just like picking up pucks off the wall with the coaches and kind of just little things like that. And then when you get into the game, you don't even think about it. It's just kind of natural at that point.
Was there anything that was an eye-opening experience out of practice for you today?
No, I mean, it was definitely fast-paced, but the guys were super good. And obviously, I mean, they were very welcoming. Nice.
What did your family say, you know, when this was all signed? Did they have any overall message, or was it just, you know, nothing but love for you?
Nothing but love. Obviously, my mom, very emotional, but my dad and mom are, my brother, are really happy for me. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a fun experience.
Are they going to come out?
Yeah, they're planning on coming out on Wednesday.
Nice. So, do they have much experience in the Bay Area?
No. None of our families really has any experience from California.
Nice. Well, they're going to get a good show and some good weather. But, Cam, great meeting you. Great talking to you. And I'm very excited for what's forward for you. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.